Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly, the show, one Oscar after another.
I would like to talk about the Academy Awards again this week, and I have to start with my usual disclaimer, which is that I just can't really take the Academy Awards all that seriously. Well, they were just given out for the year 2025. And once again, I really can't take them too seriously, but I'd like to make a point or two about them. And also just a little bit of commentary about what happened. I think it's really interesting that in my personal opinion, Sinners, which got the most Oscar nominations, not only for this year, but for all time up until through the present moment, got the most Oscar nominations, 16. No film has ever received 16 Oscar nominations before, and Sinners got that. And in my opinion, Sinners was in fact one of the very best films of the past year. However, it didn't win the Academy Award for Best Picture. That was won by one battle after another, which, as I have said before, I call one car chase after another. I just don't think it's a very interesting movie. I don't think it's a very coherent movie. I don't think it's a very good movie. So that's me. Anyway, Paul Thomas Anderson has made some very good movies in the past. This is just not one of his very good movies. But to recap, Sinners got the most nominations, 16, a record of all time, and One Battle After Another received slightly fewer nominations. It received 13 nominations, and it won six of those, but it didn't win Best Picture. Excuse me, Sinners, I don't take them that seriously, so I even get it confused in my own head. One Battle After Another got 13 nominations, yes, and it collected six of those, including not only Best Picture, but Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay. So in my opinion, it didn't really deserve any of those. And it also won for Best Editing, and it brought a third award for acting to Sean Penn, who didn't show up for the ceremony. So that's interesting. Okay. Interestingly, though, this is the very first time that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has given an award for casting, best casting, and that also won with from One Battle After Another, the casting director Cassandra Koulikoundis. So that's nice. That's a good thing. I think that a casting award is very, very appropriate. The Emmys have given casting awards for many years. So, okay, fine. We bring that now into the Oscars. Good idea. Good idea. Although, again, I wouldn't have given it to One Battle After Another. It's kind of interesting, and here's one of the little points I want to make, is that nobody was really sure which of the two top contenders, One Battle After Another or Sinners, was actually going to win Best Picture. And according to the sort of the trade paper circuit with the Hollywood News and all of that, even the insiders felt it was more or less like a coin toss. However, it was felt, and this was what one of the trades reported, that the movie that had the most momentum was going to win the award. Well, that's one of my problems with this whole thing, or one of the problems it has with me, I should say. Momentum. What should momentum have to do with this? People should be able to look at these movies and think about them and make genuine decisions as to the quality of them. Momentum, which movie has won more awards before the Oscars were given? That sort of thing really should not make any difference. Also, and this is the big thing about the Oscars, is that they have always been much more a popularity contest within the Hollywood community than an actual measure of merit. And that's another reason why I can't take the Academy Awards very seriously. In fact, I'm sort of against giving awards generally speaking, because it turns culture into a contest. Now, I suppose it's okay to give Nobel Prizes in various fields. Certainly in the sciences, I think you can actually make objective decisions about what deserves it and what doesn't deserve it. And I suppose the Pulitzer Prizes make a little bit of sense, although right right there, I would say. Some of the people who have won Pulitzer Prizes for film criticism have really not been very good critics, and some of the absolute best ever have simply not ever won Pulitzer Prizes. So again, turning culture into a contest is pretty much never a good idea. That's a problem with the Oscars right there. And then the idea that you have this idea of momentum. And then one more thing I got to mention, which is the fact that it really does just come down to what has been getting buzz. That's just a less formal word for this whole thing. And again, Academy Awards given by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences should not just be a matter of popularity, of who's buzzy, who's got the most friends in the industry, which is another thing that it often comes down to. Sometimes people get awards because they didn't get an award last time when they really deserved it, and so they're going to get the award this time when they don't really deserve it. So all of these are problems with the Academy Awards and a reason why I think that they get much more hype than they really deserve. And I suppose I'm giving this more hype by just talking about them right now, even though I'm doing it somewhat critically. Also, one more thing I want to mention is that, people in Hollywood campaign for these things. And that's another reason why this is more like a popularity contest than anything else. There are huge campaigns. There are campaigns that cost a lot of money. Miramax pioneered this many years ago, and it's become a really, really major thing. So, okay, you now have people campaigning, spending money. It becomes like political campaigns, where sometimes who has spent the most money is going to help determine the outcome, or maybe just determine the outcome. So that's another problem with all this. Now, all of that said, I want to highlight a couple of positive things that happened this year, although even there are some negatives. I am very pleased that Michael B. Jordan won the award for Best Actor of 2025 for Sinners. It's a very, very good movie, and he gives a very, very fine performance. In fact, a double performance in that movie. That's just great. And he has now become just the sixth Black man to win the award for Best Actor. Others have included really legendary people like Sidney Poitier and the current Denzel Washington. He's maybe not legendary, but he's one of the best actors we've had in decades. Forest Whitaker has won, Jamie Foxx has won, Will Smith has won. This is all just fine. So now we have Michael B. Jordan, the sixth Black man to win the award for Best Actor. However, why only six? I mean, good Lord, we've been having Black people acting in movies since the beginning of movies, and we've been having Black people acting in movies more and more in recent decades as the civil rights situation in Hollywood has begun to ease up at least a little bit. So, good Lord, only six Black men right up to the present moment have ever won the award for Best Actor. This is just not right. I'm glad that it has happened, that there's been at least six of them, but hey, it's taken a long time, and we still have so much more progress that we need to have. Now, another thing. I am very pleased, extremely pleased that Autumn Durald Acapulco won the award for Best Cinematographer. And that was for Sinners, a movie which certainly deserves it. I would have given the award to Frankenstein, which I think is the best photograph movie of the year. But hey, Sinners is a very, very respectable choice for the Best Cinematography Award. However, Autumn Durald Acapulco is only the fourth woman to ever be nominated at all in that category. And she is the first woman of color to ever, ever, ever be nominated in the category. Now she's the first woman to win. I'm glad of that. That's good. It's progress. But good Lord, there are lots and lots of female cinematographers out there. And there are lots and lots of cinematographers of color out there. Sometimes working on movies because of the racism that continues to exist within the Hollywood industry. Sometimes working on movies which are not the biggest ones, not the boldest ones, not the ones that get all the publicity and have the hugest budgets and all of that. So there's lots of them out there. So I think it's really nice that the fourth woman has been nominated in the category, and that the first woman of color has won in the category, but it is really, really, really slow progress. I'm glad it's being made, but it is still very, very slow progress. Also, I want to get back to the idea of that casting award. I'm glad about that. And again, I certainly would not have given that to One Battle After Another, but I'm glad that somebody won it. And interestingly, some of the trade papers have been observing, again, the Hollywood industry papers, that all of the casting directors who are nominated, any of them would have been respectable winners in this brand new category. But The Secret Agent has an interesting cast. That's one of the year's most overrated movies. But, okay, interesting casting and, challenging casting, I think, in a lot of ways. And in some of the roles in that movie, there are people who are not traditionally trained actors. Same thing for Marty Supreme, people who are not the traditional kind of actors who you would find in Hollywood movies. The Secret Agent is not a Hollywood movie. Marty Supreme is. But okay, so that's interesting casting. And then Sinners and One Battle After Another both have, use some very, very famous, huge, gigantic Hollywood stars in interesting roles for them. That's nice. And then, as one of the trade papers pointed out, Hamnet takes this very, very ambitious story, and really just a couple of actors to have to carry that, including the Best Actress winner, Jessie Buckley. So, okay, that's an interesting choice. All of these are interesting choices, and I'm glad there was a casting award, and I'm glad that some movies that really at least have interesting casting were nominated. I wouldn't have given the award to One Battle After Another, but I'm glad somebody won the award, that the award now exists for the Oscars as it does for the Emmys, and that now it's going to be in the running. We'll be able to see that keep happening in the future. I hope it goes to more worthy winners. The last thing I'd just like to comment on a little bit is Mohtaz Mahiz, who is the Palestinian actor who was in that really remarkable movie, The Voice of Hind Rajab. This is a docudrama. It was nominated for an Oscar, and it is about a little Palestinian girl who is in Gaza and who was killed by Israeli forces. And the whole movie hinges on the tape of this little girl, the recording voice of this little girl pleading for help, and people in a rescue center attempting to get help to her. I won't give away the ending because anybody who hasn't seen that movie really should rush out and see it right now. But Mohtaz Mahiz, who is in that movie, not able to attend the ceremony because the Trump administration has said that no Palestinians can enter the United States. It is a shame, again, that culture falls victim to politics in this way. This person really, Mohtaz Mahiz, really should have been in Hollywood for this ceremony, deserved to be in Hollywood for this ceremony, wasn't able to be, and I think that's a real shame. And finally, I would like to touch on a movie I haven't talked before on my weekly show, which is Mr. Nobody versus Putin, because it won the award for Best Documentary. Everybody was expecting The Perfect Neighbor to win the Academy Award for Best Documentary, and it is a very, very good and interesting movie, which is a tremendous feat by telling an entire true story and captured video footage not made for the film itself. So, A Perfect Neighbor, it's a harrowing movie. It's a really good movie. It's a very politically important movie, and it's a very, very interesting movie, and I like it a lot. However, Mr. Nobody versus Putin has won instead. Now, this is a movie which I think is politically important. It's about a Russian school teacher who went against the grain of his village, small city actually, of his school where he taught, of his neighbors, of his community, by opposing Putin's war on Ukraine. He got into terrible trouble for that. He eventually had to get out of the country for that. And this movie is a very, very intimate, quiet little look at this school teacher who is aptly called in the title of the film, Mr. Nobody. He's just an ordinary school teacher in a little school in a little city, nothing special about him, but he stood up and he took a stand and it cost him a lot and he did it. And he eventually had to get out of his own country because of that. It's a perfectly worthy winner on all of those counts, and I think people really ought to see it. I don't think it's a very good documentary, unfortunately. It has a really strong start, It has a kind of an interesting midsection, and then, like so many movies, it sinks into sentimentality at the end and loses most of its, I'll use this word again, momentum. And for me, it tapered off to a very disappointing conclusion. But that said, I think that giving the award for Best Documentary to Mr. Nobody Against Putin is a political statement that really matters, that really counts, and on that basis, I really commend it. So I think people ought to rush out and see all these movies I've just mentioned: The Voice of Hind Rajab, A Perfect Neighbor, and Mr. Nobody Against Putin, all worth seeing, even though all are flawed to some extent in one way or another. So that is my, I hope, at least a tiny little bit Oscar-worthy story this week.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Sterrett, Films in Focus. The show, one Oscar after another.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.